And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. Now, I should be joined on the line by Ronan O'Brien. Good morning to you, Ronan.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Very good form.
Great. It's a Monday morning. I know it's not probably the best time of the week to be talking about costumes, dressing up and parties, but like, we may as well cheer people up anyway. So Ronan, you're from the costume shops, but it's costumes.ie. And I've just noticed when I've been in town the last couple of, I suppose over the months, I've noticed a lot of people in fancy dress going to parties. I actually thought that was all kind of gone, like people don't do that anymore. How, you know, is it coming back or what?
I think it's coming back hugely, and I think, I don't know if it really went away, but it's just become a bit more public, where people now are kind of saying it's socially acceptable to go out in a hen party and all dress up in the middle of the afternoon, rather than just have a fancy dress party where everyone goes to a particular house or a particular nightclub. So it's become a lot more socially acceptable recently, a lot more public recently, I think.
Yeah, you always see the hens, they're always dressed up. But I mean, you know, like a themed kind of party, like a 60s, 70s, 80s, is that quite popular?
It is indeed, yeah.
And the costumes you do, do you have them like, you know, for a theme to like 60s, 70s and 80s?
Well, we're the biggest costume company in Ireland, and we're only on the internet, so everything is sold online. And we would have about 250,000 different items on our website, all available in stock in Ireland. So basically, whatever idea from 60s and 70s to, you know, very niche themes such as certain films, we'd have the full range of the licensed product. And the costume industry now has kind of changed to the point where somebody has a decision about, I want to have a party about this theme or about this kind of letter of the alphabet or something, and then everybody has to find a costume beginning with the letter S or T or something like that.
Oh, really?
So it's very changed, and I think that's the one thing that really helps us, because we are an online business.
Yeah.
But if we were to be a bricks and mortar business, I think we'd need a shop the size of IKEA at Halloween. And then during January, obviously, it would be quite quiet.
Yeah.
So it's about leverage for us. And I think as people get more and more creative, as more and more is available, so we're always struggling to find the next big thing, which we do every year.
I know. I like, you know, well, you said around Halloween, I mean, everyone wants to dress up then, and you'll see a lot of costumes available. But throughout the year, you don't see that many. So if you did decide to go to a fancy dress party, or if you were invited, it's quite hard to kind of find, unless, as you said, you go online and you have the costumes online there. But it's quite hard to find a place where you can actually go in and try them on. Now, I know the fear of a lot of people of hiring a costume is like the sizes, you know, are they big fitting, small fitting? You know, if a person did order a costume off you and it doesn't fit properly, can they change it?
Yeah, absolutely. They can return it and they can get another size or a different style. I mean, the biggest reason we have for returns tends not to be the sizing, because the designs, knowing that we're selling them on the internet, we tend to use quite elasticated waistlines and stretchy material. But the main reason we have for people returning items is if they decided to go with Snow White and then they found out somebody else was going to the party as Snow White, they usually send that back and decide to be a different princess or something like that. And that's all fine. You know, that's the whole point, is that everybody can be something unique. And if you are buying in a local shop, you're at that risk of everybody showing up as Superman or Wonder Woman and not knowing which one is your wife or girlfriend, because there's four Supermans running around the party.
And what's the most popular costume to rent or to buy?
Again, it really depends. So Pink Ladies will be very big at this time of year when all the hen parties are starting, so they do a lot of Grease-themed parties. But what we try to do is to limit the number of each designs that we have, because we don't want people being exactly the same as everybody else. Now, there's a few exceptions to that. Last year, Frozen was a huge film for young girls, and I think every girl uniformly decided that Elsa was what they wanted to dress up as. But for the adults, we try to make sure that people don't get disappointed if they buy from us and end up with the same item as everyone else. And for that reason, we have tens of thousands of costumes to give people the chance so that everybody can be unique.
And why would you recommend, so say someone's to have a party coming up, why would you recommend them to have a fancy dress? I know a lot of people say, oh, no, I'm not dressing up. I hate because I can't find anything to wear. I don't like dressing up. But I think it adds fun. I really do.
So the big problem, I suppose, is that bit where you invite someone to a party and they think it's a bit of a burden. Say, oh, now I have to go and buy or make a costume. And so it becomes a bit of a hassle. But again, that's what we're there to sort out, is somebody can go on the internet, have a quick browse within 2 or 3 minutes, choose an item and have it delivered to their door the next day. And the reason we find it so good is because if you go along to a party where maybe you don't know so many people, or maybe you're having a stressful time in your work or your life, it's very hard to be worried about the bills or to think about what's going on in work if you're dressed up as Batman or a superhero and you've got a cape on.
That's
and it
true.
Also opens the doors for chats, because if you are Batman and Catwoman arrives to the party, even if you've never seen or met her before, it would be rude not to go up and say hi. So it brings down the barriers straight away and puts everyone in a great form.
Exactly.
And it really does give someone a bit of a laugh and something to chat about off the cuff. So that's why they've become so popular, is because they just take down all the reasons the people aren't sure about opening up and a conversation with people. And there's abundant things that they could ask, you know, about why they chose that costume or why they consider themselves to be a superhero or a nurse or whatever it is they decide to be.
Exactly. And I suppose, like, you know, in our everyday working and stressed out by bills, it is nice to have a bit of fun. And as I said, just to have, like, if you're going to a party, just jazz it up a little bit and have a fancy dress. So what is the most popular, 60s, 70s, 80s?
It depends on the season, if I'm 100% honest with you. You know, obviously at Halloween, zombies and anything scary, and it seems to get more and more gory every year. People really want to go out there and get scary. During the summertime, it's Hawaiian themes are huge, because people are having a lot of barbecues and office parties, and films, it tends to be a lot of all year round. People where they say, okay, well, look, we're going to have a film night, everyone's going to dress up, or they're going to go to these outdoor cinemas and people dress up for those, or festivals is another huge one where people just say, you know, I'm going to dress up, even though maybe no one else might be at this thing.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of creeped into that, where you're going to see more and more at, you know, rugby matches or football matches, people dressing up with these great Carry Me Leprechaun costumes, which we designed. And basically, it's a leprechaun up to your waistline, and then there's fake legs, so it looks like you're getting
a
piggyback from a leprechaun. and those things are becoming so popular with people that go along to the rugby matches to support Ireland Inc., to get a bit more attention, to give everyone a smile, because if you wear these things, and I'm a big Halloween fan, I'm a big fancy dress fan, so any excuse I have, I wear it. And I noticed that you get people walking down the street, complete strangers driving by, they'll give you a beep, you'll make them smile,
exactly.
The little kids. It'll add a little bit of happiness to absolutely everyone that sees you. And I suppose for me, that's why I enjoy doing it. That's what I do, And I love the fact that we do that for tens and hundreds of thousands of people every year.
I think it's a great idea. Like, I've noticed some of the clubs and pubs around town are bringing back like a 70s nights and 80s nights. And I went to one there a couple of weeks ago and everyone was dressed up in the 80s.
Yeah.
And there was actually a Rubik's Cube there. It was so funny. It was very good.
That's one of ours, yeah.
Have you got one? Is that what you sell, yeah?
Yeah, we've got three or four different designs, so depending if you're a girl or a boy, or if you want the cube, or if you want a tight bodysuit. But with Rubik's Cube, it's one of our licenses.
Oh, it was very good.
And did you notice the atmosphere changes? Did you notice that you're suddenly talking to a complete stranger based on nothing other than...
Well, everyone was going over to him. It was so funny because it's a brilliant costume. Like, I mean, the Rubik's Cubes was the 80s.
Yeah.
And as I said, it does cheer people up. And it's a bit of fun in our days, and where everyone is stressed out, no money and all that. And it's not expensive to buy these costumes.
Well, that's it. I mean, costumes start from about 20 quid. There's 10 euro ones in the sales section, and they can go up to, say, something like a Rubik's Cube, I think, is about 46 euro. So it's not backbreaking, and that's to buy, and you get to keep it and use it a few different times. And there's always
a few
different parties, so it's worth having.
Well, that's it. If you're going to a party, you usually buy something new to wear anyway, so why not buy a fancy dress? Now, one more question before I let you go, Ronan. Do you do outsizes, like, for bigger people?
We do. For ladies, we do up to a dress size 30.
Oh, very good.
Now, there's a specific plus size section on the website, again, thecostumeshop.ie. So people can go in there, and if they click on the plus sizes, for men we go up to size 54 and women up to size 30. Because that can be very difficult if you are on the larger size or on the smaller size. The shops tend to be limited by their foot space, which means they can only have a standard size, say, or they just choose the most popular size, and they don't kind of cater to everybody. And for us, it's really important to have not only a few costumes, but a decent selection for everybody of every size.
Yeah. So they can go on the website, www.costumes.ie, and all the costumes are on show there, and all the sizes.
It's www.thecostumeshop.ie. And everything is there. And literally, you just click add to cart. You choose the item that you want, and we can have it out to you the next day.
Great. Do you have a phone number if anyone wants to ask you questions, or is it just online?
Yes, 057 8603 603. if they do have questions. But we always suggest all the orders have to be placed online because we want to make sure that people choose the right size and that they put in the right address, which is always a big issue if someone's changed home and forgotten and they have a courier date to the wrong place, or they have a courier date to their home when they're in work. They need to have someone there to sign for the parcels. So all the orders do go through online, and we want people to have a good look at the pictures and read the descriptions. But we've got phone support there, and anybody that needs help or advice, the one thing I'd suggest is not say, which costume do you like? Because with hundreds of thousands, our minds change every day as to what we do. And we have as much problem settling on a Halloween costume or a party costume as everybody else, because the range can be so vast.
There's so much of them. And is it the next day delivery, yeah?
Well, we've got three different delivery items. So we've got a Super Saver, a free delivery option, and then we've also got a next day and a standard delivery. So it depends when people need them. Usually people would order a few days in advance, but if you are in a massive rush, you can get it next day. You can even order Friday for a Saturday delivery, which we don't recommend, but there is a service there, because sometimes people do forget, especially with the school kids, when they've got a party and they kind of mention to mum the next morning, by the way, I need to be a minion by 5 o'clock today. that's usually a bit of a challenge. And the kids absolutely love this stuff as well, because, you know, every girl wants to be a princess, every boy wants to be a superhero. And for the price of £25, the imagination that they get, the value goes so much further. And I'm sure everybody knows a little boy who just wants to be Spider-Man and will only be referred to as Spider-Man. And it's great for their imagination, and it's a great fun thing to do.
It is. And so you do from children up to adulthood?
We do, right from toddlers, 0 to 6 months, up to as old or as young as you can feel, and from the sizes from, 0 to 6 months, right up to size 30 in ladies' dress size. So.
And even the Rubik's Cube. So it's www.thecostumeshop.ie.
That's it.
Brilliant. Okay, listen, Roland, thanks for talking to us here this morning on Lifeline.
No problem.
And we'll talk to you again very soon.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Bye-bye.